The Cleveland Browns put up a great fight, but in the end, the Chiefs advanced to the AFC title game. Hi, everybody. I'm Mike Race on Sports. We're going to start right there in Kansas City. Last night, the AFC title game was determined, and it's going through Arrowhead Stadium. The question all week will be whether Patrick Mahomes will be available to play quarterback for the Chiefs. Backup Chad Henne converted a 4th-and-1 pass to Tyreek Hill in the final minute to seal the game after Mahomes left with a concussion. Chiefs beat the Cleveland Browns 22-17 on Sunday. All-Pro tight end Travis Kelce said the Chiefs just found a way to get it done.
Nothing changed, man. Nothing changed. Chad came in and uplifted us. We uplifted him, and we just rallied together, man. And that's what this team did, offensively, defensively, special teams. We circled the wagon and got a little bit tighter as a group and found a way to win against a good football team.
And talking about Chad Henne, Andy Reid says the team has every confidence in him at quarterback.
Everybody has full confidence in him. I mean, you saw how the team reacted on that run. And we thought we had it. I think his elbow was down. I think it was a good call. Close call, but a good call. I thought it was a heck of a throw the second play. We go through all of those Saturday night with the quarterbacks and, those situations, 4th-and-1 to win the game. What do you want?
Again, Kansas City with the win yesterday, 22-17. They advanced to the AFC title game for the third consecutive year. They will play the Buffalo Bills, who beat Baltimore 17-3. In the NFC, it was Green Bay, a winner over the Rams on Saturday, and Tampa Bay beats New Orleans 30-20. They will play at Green Bay in the NFC Championship game again, also coming up on Sunday. There was some college basketball over the weekend. The Arkansas Razorbacks get routed by the Alabama Crimson Tide 90-59 down in Tuscaloosa. In College Station, Texas, the number 17 ranked Missouri Tigers beat the Aggies 68-52. In Jonesboro, the ASU Red Wolves, the winner over Louisiana Monroe, 93-72, the final there. And in Springfield yesterday, Jared Ritter scored a career-high 23 points. Missouri State never trailed on Sunday. They rolled to a 94-49 win over Missouri S&T. Bears have their best 10-game start since 2010. As they are 9-1. High school basketball taking over in the Ozarks for tonight. The Thayer Winter Classic Tournament begins at 6 o'clock. The Thayer Lady Bobcats will play host to the Mountain View Birch Street Liberty Lady Eagles. 6 o'clock game time over at the Thayer High School Gym. In the Kabul Girls Tournament, it starts today. Now, the 4 o'clock game today, Couch playing Eminence. In the 5:30 game, Bakersfield playing Koshkonong. 7 o'clock game, we'll have Ava against Norwood. And Kabul plays Summersville in the 8:30 contest. The Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles Invitational gets underway today. At 7 o'clock tonight, Liberty plays Eminence. Thayer is the number 1 seed in the tournament. They get a first-round bye. Alton's the number 2 seed. They also get a first-round bye. Both will play on Thursday. Other games in the area tonight, the Mammoth Spring Bear boys and girls playing at home with Armorell. The Mountain Grove girls are at Gainesville. The Alton Lady Comets playing at Donovan. The Viola boys and girls will be at Melbourne. The Izard County boys and girls play host to Westside Greers Ferry. Highland girls playing at home tonight with Brookland. Sloan Hendricks boys and girls playing Hillcrest down in Sloan Hendricks. Let's see, Pocahontas girls are at Truman, Calico Rock girls are at Norfolk, Hoxie girls playing at home with Rivercrest, and the Walnut Ridge boys and girls making the road trip to Tuckerman. I'm Mike Crace for the Ecom Sports Network. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com.